Greater care shown animals. The spies dared not answer Christ. They knew he had spoken the truth. Rather than violate traditions, they would leave a man to suffer, while they would relieve a brute because of the loss to the owner if it were neglected. Greater care was shown for dumb animals than for man. This illustrates the working of all false religions. They originate in man's desire to exalt himself above God, but result in degrading man below the brute. Every false religion teaches its adherents to be careless of human needs, sufferings, and rights. The gospel places a high value on humanity as the purchase of the blood of Christ, and teaches a tender regard for the wants and woes of man. See. The Pharisees were hunting Jesus' life with bitter hatred, while he was saving life and bringing happiness to multitudes. Was it better to slay upon the Sabbath, as they were planning to do, than to heal the afflicted, as he had done? In healing the withered hand, Jesus condemned the custom of the Jews, and left the fourth commandment standing as God had given it. It is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days, he declared. By sweeping away senseless restrictions, Christ honored the Sabbath, while those who complained of him were dishonoring God's holy day. Those who hold that Christ abolished the law teach that he broke the Sabbath and justified his disciples in doing the same. Thus they are taking the same ground as did the cavilling Jews. In this they contradict Christ himself, who declared, "I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love." Neither the Savior nor his followers broke the Sabbath. Looking upon a nation of witnesses who were seeking occasion to condemn him, he could say unchallenged, "Which of you convicts me of sin?" RSV. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath, Jesus said. The Ten Commandments, of which the Sabbath forms a part, God gave to his people as a blessing. See. Of all who keep the Sabbath from polluting it, the Lord declares, "Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer." The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. For all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Since Christ made all things, he made the Sabbath. By him it was set apart as a memorial of creation. It points to him as both creator and sanctifier. It declares that he who created all things is the head of the church and that by his power we are reconciled to God. He said, "I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them, make them holy." The Sabbath is a sign of Christ's power to make us holy. And it is given to all whom Christ makes holy, as a sign of his sanctifying power. To all who receive the Sabbath as a sign of Christ's creative and redeeming power, it will be a delight. See. Seeing Christ in it, they delight themselves in him. While it calls to mind the lost peace of Eden, it tells of peace restored through the Savior. And every object in nature repeats his invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."